For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
In a roaring stadium, their silence is deafening. 136 Israelis are still being held hostage by Hamas. Bring them home.
Coming at you live from DNHQ in beautiful South Pasadena, California, this is the Blue Heaven Podcast. Can we just do that for an hour? I feel like that's really loud. I feel like it's always really loud. I feel like I'm really loud. What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Clint. You can find me as Real FRG on Twitter and Instagram. That one hurt a little bit.
Look at you finding energy. Just right when you need to
I told you, my 4:30 beer really woke me up.
Really turned you back around, yeah. I did not do that. I didn't do that. Guys, my name is Brooke. You can find me at BrookeMe3 on Twitter and Instagram. On today's show, oh my God, it's so tight.
I need that.
Thank you, Roach, for that. We appreciate you. The San Diego Padres really helping us out. We appreciate them.
Finally.
They're doing one good thing for the Dodgers after being swept twice.
Heroes, as we call them right now. We're going to have the Mitchell Report with old friend of the show, Houston Mitchell. So stay tuned for that, I guess. We're bringing back one of our favorite segments that's sure to spark us right in the buttholes. Excuse the Interruption, which is not at all a ripoff of any other shows you've seen on the internet. We got some hot topics, and it's going to be brought to you by our friends at Vintage Brand today. As a Chancer update, the game is live now. The Chancer app is live, so I'm going to plug it right away. Hey, go to ChancerHQ.com/Dodgers. Make sure you play the game before the game starts on Friday. And, we also got to preview the series with the Reds in Cincinnati.
Do you ever have a problem spelling Cincinnati?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Yeah.
How many N's? There's like three N's and one T.
For me.
Three N's and one T.
I'm kind of an idiot.
There is three N's. All of that and a whole lot more on today's episode of whatever we call ourselves. Guys, before we get into it, we got to remind you this is a podcast. It's Blue Heaven. We're on iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, Pandora, I think on Amazon. Go outside. We'll yell. Do that. Subscribe to us on YouTube, youtube.com/DodgersNationTV. Brooke will do a barrel roll.
Do a barrel roll. Guys, don't forget, this is a live show. We're doing it twice a week this week. Next week, not twice a week. Next week. But, you know, we get towards playoff time. We start going overboard. You'll see our faces far too often. Just way too much. Playoff time, you'll see way too much of us. We'll be like family members. We're like Olive Garden.
Eat fresh.
So make sure you drop into the stream. Let us know where you're repping Dodger Nation tonight. We want to shout you guys out. We want to talk to you guys. It's always good to see you. Roach dropping in, stealing everybody's lines right off the bat, which is just disrespectful in my opinion. He lives in a fake city, lived in a fake city.
Lived.
Moved out. Yeah. Congratulations on being real now, Roach. Leslie checking in. Says, hey there, boys. One game behind the Giants. Did not see that happening today, by the way. When I looked at the matchup, I was like, 0% chance. We're definitely going to be two games behind going into the weekend.
No, we're on Friday. The Pobres have powerhouse Vince Velasquez, who's somehow on the San Diegos now. It's just very weird. It's very fun. It's not fun, but it's now we want them to lose, and then when they play the Giants again, they need to win. So it's real hot and cold, yes and no, in the now and up and down.
Yeah. Fabian over on YouTube says, never thought I'd say this, but let's go Padres. It was a weird day to be on the internet as a Dodger fan because you were actively rooting for San Diego to do something good for once in their life.
Moose 1032 on the YouTube says Giants are sweating it. They got to be a little bit right now because everybody around here is hoping that clock strikes midnight sooner rather than later. Kenny Chi on YouTube says Brooke has got that Joe Kelly vibe digging it. I'm pretty sure that's offensive to you.
Inland Empire boys, we don't rep each other. Yeah, we don't do that. But, you know, it's kind of my inspo.
Sage, aka Mage, is out of pocket in my bow. And then correct. Boy. Boy.
Which part? The it's so tight, or the said something about butts? It's going to be a weird show.
Thursday,
I'll tell you that right now.
Thursday. Thirsty Thursday. Drink up. 8:05. Ruben is checking in. Santa Maria is in the house.
Thursday is the 18 plus show. I think we've decided that.
Yeah, everybody, eye muffs.
Eye muffs.
Juice says the NOS is nice and tight, just like we like it.
Jordan over on YouTube says the Riv Boys. I think shouting out Riverside? No one's ever shot out Riverside before. Yeah, not since Cubs Swanson. It's been a long time.
I'm sure that's not a thing. Epic Cactus Gamer says Dodgers sucks. Thank you, Epic Cactus Gamer. Okay. Super chat us next time you talk. Sicko is in the stream. We got Ben in the stream. We got Leslie Taylor is in the stream. Hey there, boys. One game behind the Gigantes. And it, you know what? Maybe things are normal. You know what? I'm not. I can't do that.
Don't do that. Dong Kim's in the stream. Dong's our man over there. Dong's a big time Duck fan too.
Have you seen that? Dong, da, dong, dong, dong.
That's a good one. Yeah, that's his theme song.
Theme song. Go ahead. You can trim that. Boom. Ringtone. Nailed it. But yeah, let's move into the things we're talking about today, guys. We get by with a little bit of help from our enemies. The Padres decide to wake up ever so slightly and beat the Giants twice in San Francisco. They split the series and stay alive because, well, they were fighting for their damn lives. They are now, as of this moment, out of any postseason, like, you know, as they say, if the season ended today, which we see a lot these days, well, the Padres would be out of it. They are a half game behind the show Cardinals, as, you know, channeling my inner Jay hair on that one, front of the show. It's funny. It's sad. It's going to cost people their jobs in San Diego, no doubt. Probably see another fire sale like we did in 2015.
Do you think Will Myers is ever going to work again?
I hope not. But yeah, Dodgers moved to within one game of the. They're a game behind the Giants in the NL West. Padres trying to stay alive in the wild card. Half game behind the Cardinals. And then suddenly, the Cardinals. You know, we talked a little bit. I think I mentioned the Cardinals a little bit, probably like a month and a half ago. But then the focus really went to San Diego and the Reds. Like, we're playing one of these two teams. That's the way it's going to go. The Giants have clearly sold their soul for rock and roll, and it's not going to go. They're not going to go down. But now things are so tight in the NL West. So the Dodgers are right there. Maybe your prediction gets a little bit closer to fruition. Cardinals right now 76-69, so a nice amount of losses, a half game lead over the Padres, as I've said. A couple days later, are you still feeling confident now, or possibly even more confident about your prediction that the Dodgers will be taking that NL West?
Let me get you off the number. Okay, go ahead.
I'll be over here.
My faith has never wavered. I think you guys can look back. You can go back. I never go back and look at what I've said before, but I've definitely said over the past 2 months that the Dodgers will definitely win this division, even when we're at our worst. Definitely. 100% convinced we win the division. A month ago, I said that we win it by 4 games. I think that's a stretch at this point. I do still believe we win this division by more than a game. It's not going to go to game 163. Which we will also talk about the possibility of that happening. I don't think it goes that far. I think the Giants unravel, and I think the Dodgers step up and do their thing like they've been doing for the past 9 seasons now. It's going to happen. We're going to take the division. It's going to be great. You're going to cry because you're going to be wrong. But I appreciate you being wrong for the sake of inspiring a generation of Dodgers players. I appreciate that about you.
I am an inspiration. But
you did this.
Is it Calvin Klein? We got a haiku in the stream from Brian on Facebook, and I feel like reading the haiku. Do you know the haiku song? Anybody know the haiku song? If you sing it, then it all comes together. Hooray, there is hope. Mm-hmm. Big blue Dodger in the sky. Mm-hmm. Giants lost again. There it is, haiku. It's a 5-7-5. Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. Thank you.
But
shout out
by
Jack
you
Films.
And Brian.
Yeah, yeah. There it is. That's called derailing the show for fun. Hamilton's in the stream, says, well, the Brewers play it easy in the last 3 games. You know what? I feel like the Brew Crew would have some integrity if there is a playoff positioning on the line.
Here's the thing, though. They have, obviously, their big two in the starting rotation that they're definitely, no matter what way it lines up,
Ben
no matter
Sheets
what way it shakes
and,
out. Yeah, Ben Sheets. Randy
Wolf. CeCe Sabathia. Yeah.
No matter what way it shakes out, those guys are not pitching in that series. Or if they are, it's in limited capacity, just as like a bullpen, almost like a in-between session bullpen. There's no reason that they're going to, throw out their best guys for 6-7 innings and hope that they get a better record, go for more wins. Like, what's their incentive? There is no incentive. They're going to win their division. They're going to win their division. They're not going to win the top seed or anything like that. There's no reason for them to throw out their best guys out there and risk injury. They're not going to throw Christian Yelich out there for all three games, all nine innings every game.
Yeah, exactly. Not the all nine innings. They will start guys that need to get some work in, because you also don't want to give these dudes like a week off.
Alternatively, the Giants will be playing the Padres, who in turn will waft. You would think are still fighting for a wild card spot by that point. Maybe they're not. I don't know. But the hope is that they're still fighting for a wild card, because then the Giants are going to have to play real games that actually matter versus the Dodgers possibly getting a little bit of a cakewalk into the postseason, which, again, we've been talking about for a while. I think it plays up in our favor, obviously.
Speaking of Brewers and integrity and, hat tip to Hamilton on this one. Happy career to Ryan Braun. I don't think he's played. He didn't play in 2020, did he?
Cow-eye looking mother.
The great cheater in Milwaukee is retired, finally.
You see one of those, baseball meme accounts steal my tweet?
Oh, yeah, they
not
do that.
Credit.
Yeah, the May accounts. They're real hard about that. You see that one account? They're like Padre Stan Cucks, and they won't. They had a full day talking about every other team, but they wouldn't give congrats to Max Scherzer for striking out his 3,000th batter.
Whatever.
Anyways, Ryan Braun, you suck. Give back the MVP. All right. So you said Nicholas says give Matt Kemp his MVP. I mean, imagine how delicious that would have been,
dude. Oh man, Matty, I miss Matty.
He could have went from Riri to MVP.
You see, Dre and Russell were talking about going golfing.
We need to break into that group.
Big FOMO missing out on that. I feel like we could get an in with Dre. He's just like that easy to like become a friend with.
Yeah. I mean, he's friends with Vasse. So we're like,
hey, we know Vasse. We would like to go golfing with you. Please bring Russell Muscle. Can you imagine that? If we got to go golfing with Russ.
Oh, I'd love to go. Yeah, I mean, Andre's fun as well.
I cannot imagine breaking 100 in front of Russell Martin.
All right. Sidetracking enough. This guy says we in the communist sense are not going to go to game 163. Well, we talked to a friend of ours today, Mr. Houston Mitchell. He is, I'm going to set him up again right now on the clip I'm about to play. But Houston is the assistant sports editor at the Los Angeles Times. He's been there since the early 90s. He's good. If you guys have subscribed to their newsletter, he's the guy you read. He takes all your emails and all your questions and laughs at them, and then sometimes answers some of them, because some people have good questions. Other people just say they hate Dave Roberts and all that. So here's a clip from a chat we had earlier today. The full interview with Houston will be on our YouTube channel starting probably Friday. But here's a bit about what Houston I'm calling it the Mitchell Report. Houston thinks about the Dodgers and where we're going to end up before the end of the regular season. So, guys, we are going to bring onto the phone assistant LA Times sports editor. He's the man who makes a lot of things happen, I would imagine. In my world, he makes a lot of things happen. Houston Mitchell, he's an old friend of the show. We haven't had you on in a while because I think you changed numbers on me. And, the magic of DMs, here we are again. It's good to have you back on with us, Houston. How are you doing, bud?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me. I kept changing my numbers, hoping to avoid this. But here I am, so let's talk about the Dodgers.
Suckered right on to. No, we're not talking Dodgers. We're actually going to talk about creme brulee.
Oh,
that
good.
Sounds like a good thing. Now, let's get into some Los Angeles Dodgers. As of recording right now, the Dodgers are a game behind the San Francisco Giants, the upstart Giants, as some people like to call them, although a lot of folks could have saw this coming. Their game behind is, in your opinion, in your mind, will the Dodgers pull off that ninth straight division crown?
I've been thinking about this. I get a lot of emails from people asking me this. I think what we're going to end up with, and this guarantees it won't happen if I say it, is that they're going to end the season tied.
Oh.
I mean, it just seems the way this season is gone, that's the, what's going to happen. And they'll play one game on the following Monday to determine who wins the division and who goes to a wild card game.
I don't know if my heart can handle another game 163. I mean, I had one in my lifetime.
I mean, you look at how evenly matched they've been all year. It just, you know, it just makes sense to me. But, you know, the odds of that happening are probably pretty low. That's what my gut tells me.
It, that, you know, honestly, that feels right for this season of baseball. Mm-hmm. It's just been so weird in so many different ways, particularly for the Dodgers. And the fact that they're even kind of here still, I would feel like that would be just a perfect hurdle for them to have to get that crown, to have to beat the Giants one more time. So, yeah. You know, I'm kind of on board with it.
Yeah, I think that's what'll happen.
Great. Now we have something to look forward to, Houston. We appreciate that. We'll call that.
We're working on that Monday.
We'll call that free baseball, I guess. That's what they call it, right?
Yeah, free. Bonus.
Bonus baseball. There you go. We'll take it. Houston, you probably, I mean, you talk about the emails you get, just talking about whether or not they're going to take the division or not. I'm sure you have the pulse on the feelings of a lot of fans that are probably heavily trying to get a hold of you and let you know how they feel about it. But in our, you know, in our experience with fans, this is the worst Hunter team win baseball team that has ever been. Do you feel like you've gotten that sense from people? And if so, how do you feel about it? Because it does feel strangely like a failure for such a successful team.
Oh, I get so much mail from people who hate Dave Roberts,
yep.
who think this team is one of the worst teams in Dodger history, who get angry after every loss. And in some ways, I can appreciate it because it has been a frustrating team to watch at times. Mm-hmm. But then you take a step back, and what I try to do is take my emotion out of it as a Dodger fan. And the team is on pace to win 105 games. Mm. It's hard to get mad at a team like that. Yeah, I mean, yeah, there have been frustrations. But, you know, if you told me before the season that they would have, what, 95 wins right now or whatever it is, mm-hmm. I would have taken that gladly. Oh, and you look at all that they've been through with the injuries and Trevor Bauer and all of that stuff, to be where they are right now is really remarkable. And I tell fans, the readers all the time, hey, calm down. This is supposed to be fun. We're tied for, you know, we've been tied for the division lead. We're one game behind now. This is supposed to be exciting and fun. And even if they don't win the division, they'll still be in the playoffs. So let's try to enjoy this, as frustrating yeah. as a lot of things have been.
Yeah, as a Dodger fan myself here, I strongly prefer this over the just waltzing in 17 games up and all that. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, sure, 2020 was fun. Short season, get in relatively unscathed. But then you go and see them get their asses handed to them for the first few games there against Atlanta. So give me meaningful September baseball, and we're getting that.
Yeah, I mean, I really enjoy it. To me, it was relatively, and this is so elitist to say, it was relatively boring when they have a 15-game lead mm-hmm. on September 1st. It's yep. like, okay, can we just get to the playoffs now?
Yeah.
But now every team is excited. Every game is exciting to watch. Mm-hmm. And you know, and you're up against your arch rivals. Mm-hmm. It doesn't get much better than that from a baseball standpoint.
Houston making friends on the stream here with, I mean, I'd call it a relatively lukewarm take. The way things are trending, you got how many games we got left? 18? Or whatever it is. I can't math that well. That's why I do words. It's less than improbable for the Dodgers and the Giants to end up with the same record. That's a thing, right?
Well, look, you really think we're going to game 163 again? You really believe that? Do you believe that?
I mean, this season has tried so hard to parallel 2018. I wouldn't be overly surprised. I don't think it happens, but I would not be surprised to see it happen.
So game 163, we would play in San Francisco?
In San Francisco, because they have the 10-9 advantage.
10-9, right.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not good, by the way.
It's not great. The Dodgers do not play well there. We've talked about it the last, off and on. Like, who would you start for a wild card game? I think you gotta go Mad Max at this point. Also because, you know, we saw Walker's last outing there in San Fran be a bit of a stinker, even though that was hopefully a one and done situation. You feel better about the Dodgers and the Giants going into a game 163 again. I don't think it goes 163. Like you said, I don't think our hearts can take it again. I would like that Monday off, please, Dodgers.
I went to game 163 in 18. Electric.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely electric game. Holy cow. It was like a weekday afternoon game, by the way.
It was fun. It was so much fun, as they say in the business. But
Zito on YouTube points out game 163 could potentially be 205 win teams going head-to-head. It could, you know, probably won't be that, but
lit.
It could be 200. You could have 200-plus wins between two teams fighting it out for the division, which is absolutely insane.
Our boy Roach is saying Julio starts game 163 and Max starts the wild card. That's also... The funny thing is, there is no wrong answer on who goes.
No, they're all wrong.
Oh, especially Roaches.
Especially Roaches.
I wanted to point out La Flame on YouTube was waiting for no reason. They thought there was a game tonight. Sorry, there's no game. There is us. But
sorry. What a disappointment. I thought today was Tuesday. If that helps you.
No. Because we don't play softball tomorrow. No. We played it last night, and that's why we're all hurting. Anthony Keene says my heart would not call it a bonus game. You know, this is those situations where I wish we didn't have a horse in the race, because the whole thing that started the wild card game the way it is now was that you know, game 163, double 163 game, like 2012, whatever the hell it was, the team, I think it was Orioles against Tampa, wasn't it? Wasn't that what it was?
I don't remember it at all.
Damn kid,
I was like 12
days.
Years old back then.
Oof.
It wasn't really 12 years old, by the way.
Well, some people's kids. Anyways, yada yada, etc. I think that's about it. We got more with Houston. Like I said, it will be on our YouTube channel. Thank you to Houston for hanging out with us. Find him on the internet at LA Times Houston. Subscribe to the LA Times newsletter. He does take your questions and your comments and your concerns and all that kind of fun stuff.
This is a good name on YouTube, by the way. Julio down by the schoolyard. It's a good name, but it says even cheering for the Washington football team right now because they're playing the Giants. Different Giants, but I, you know, solidarity. Appreciate that.
Oh, man. Can I root for a Rally Meteor? Because go Birds!
Rally Meteor.
In a roaring stadium, their silence is deafening. 136 Israelis are still being held hostage by Hamas. Bring them home.
It's time for one of our favorite segments. It's Excuse the Interruption. Today it is going to be brought to you by Vintage Brand. Yes, our friends at Vintage Brand have 10,000 unique logos of your favorite professional sports teams. You can get a whole bunch of really cool Dodgers gear there. There is both LA and Brooklyn Dodger gear there. You see us. You see a lot of stuff we use. We got the beer can insulators. They got canvases. They got shirts, cutting boards, sweaters, a whole bunch of just... you know, cool things you'd probably want to have as a fan. Go sign up at Vintage Brand today, and you could save 40% off your first purchase. So that's money in your pocket, as they say in the biz. Go to vintagebrand.com/site/subscribe and sign up today. Sign up for their newsletter. While you're on the internet, go sign up for Mitchell's newsletter. But, excuse the interruption. Let us throw the topics on the board. Boom. The rules are simple. We've all seen ESPN's Pardon the Interruption. Well, this is the Kirkland version, as I like to call it. Each topic gets a minute, unless I decide to keep going longer, which I tend to do. We're going to aimlessly argue and opine about stuff and things, mostly baseball-related, about 100% Dodgers-related. So, leading off, topic number one, and I think we're going to have some fun. Gavin Lux has been an absolute difference maker since coming back to the Dodgers. 7-for-17 is .412 average with 3 walks. Slug isn't there, but he's doing his job at the bottom of the lineup. Dave Roberts said he wanted to have him up and hopefully extend the lineup and spark it. And you know what? They have not lost since he came back up. So, where did this come from? Where did this Gavin Lux come from? Go.
Well, listen, they're undefeated in the MAP 80 era too, since his recall. So, you know, we'll just throw that in there. I said, maybe you guys remember way back to February when I said Gavin Lux was going to be a top 5 second baseman in Major League Baseball. That proved to be incorrect. However, he's been much better since his recall. I don't know what he's doing differently. I don't know if, like, the fact that he's playing a new position is taking his mind off of his at-bats, so he's putting together better at-bats. The bat-to-ball looks a lot better. He's not, you know, swinging out of his freaking helmet like he's doing every single time before he got the send down. Looks better. His defense in left field, look, it's not the best. It's not the worst. Matt Beatty's numbers, definitely lower. Gavin Lux's numbers, definitely higher, but also limited sample size. I think he's going to be a difference maker down the stretch. I don't know that he's going to get that much starting time when the postseason rolls around, when guys get healthy, specifically AJ Pollock. However, this guy could very well take at bats away from Cody Bellinger in October. Look at that perfect timing.
There it is. I mean, I guess I don't get to talk about Gavin at all. That's just real rude.
You can talk about the next one.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and, gonna go ahead and do that.
Section number two.
Gavin's playing without any worry, and he needed that. Came up, he's hitting eighth.
He has zero expectations,
and he is keeping that energy. Gavin, keep it up. If he sees this, chances are he might. Hi, Gav. And two, don't listen to us. Pretend we're talking poorly about you, and, you know, keep that energy.
Keep that energy.
Moving on, number two, Dodgers. In what feels like a thousand years, finally have a five-man rotation. Props to Doc for somehow making it through 2 months of bullpen games. Did we think, and I guess I'm taking this one, so I'm setting myself up.
You didn't start the timer.
I'll start the timer then. I'm going to start the timer. I guess I'm going to open with that. Props to Doc for surviving 2 months, two-plus months of having two-and-a-half starters at some times. I can't imagine him and Bobby Guerin and Mark Pryor getting very much sleep day in and day out with upwards of three or four, you know, bullpen games in a seven-game span. It's not a fun way to live, and it wasn't overly fun for us because, you know, we got to cover it in some ways. But, I mean, to do that and end up, you know, right here a game behind having the best record in baseball, through it all, you lose you know, three or two of your best starters in the rotation, and you know, another guy who was pretty damn serviceable. You lose all of that in a span of about a week in early July, and yet here we are 3 months later, or however many months, I can't math. They're right there. That's impressive. Shout out to Doc. I can't find my... There it is. And then the thing ended. Nailed it. He was supposed to set me up, I think, but we didn't rehearse this part.
Did a real good job.
Anyway, moving on. I want you to have some fun with this. I want to see if you could stretch it out. Let me keep it real simple. Do we see Billy McKinney on the postseason roster? Go!
No. Look, man, if you see Billy McKinney on the postseason roster, one of two things happened. Number one, something went very, very wrong. Somebody got injured. Somebody didn't come back. AJ didn't heal as correctly as he did. Or number two, Dave is shafting Matt Beatty again, which happens time and time again. And I will not stand for this injustice against my Matthew Beatty, okay? I will not do it one more time. If he somehow is left off of the postseason roster in place of, or and Billy McKinney becomes and takes his place, I will stand outside Dodger Stadium with signs.
Dave that say Roberts,
free Matt Beatty.
For a few weeks, said he liked William McKinney's bat quality, his ability to put together, like stats. To move the ball forward. He moved the ball straight up if he made contact at all.
If
he was not a plus enough defender to warrant being in the lineup over anybody else. And you know what? I hope we don't see him on the Dodgers active roster again. Maybe he's a nice guy. Maybe he's a nice kid. I don't care. He's not. He doesn't have what it takes to crack a Dodgers postseason roster.
Number four, I'll set you up for this one nice and clean because I feel like you got a lot to say about this particular subject. Cody Bellinger's getting starts right now because AJ Pollock is not healthy. That's the facts. That's what's happening right now. Gavin Lux could potentially play a role in the postseason given his ability to now play the outfield apparently and also hit the ball. Does Cody Bellinger still get starts in October?
Am I the manager or is Dave still the manager?
Yeah, it's Dave.
Yes, because he has a new stance. He's has three hits in his last, 15 at-bats or whatever. He's a new man, and Dave Roberts loves Cody Bellinger. Dave Roberts also is aware of the fact that Cody Bellinger was a league MVP only a couple years ago, and at some point that has to come back. He has to put together some sort of season, even if it's what he did in 2020, which we would kill for right now, his terrible 2020 season to be in the lineup. But even though the numbers don't reflect that he is a phenomenal, don't reflect it in 2021. He's a phenomenal defender, but I think by LCS, if we make it that far, knock on desk, I think by then he will be a defensive replacement, and we're going to see something real funky like, because at this point you can't take Gavin out of the lineup, and Poyo's going to be back, he's going to be healthy, and he is probably going to be your starting center fielder, and you can't have that happen, but Dave is going to do everything he can to get Cody Bellinger in the lineup, and we're going to be frustrated about it all through the postseason.
Dave Luna on YouTube says, we're so quick to forgive Bellinger. We want reason to forgive. And that's been a big thing with me. People are like, new stance, he's ready. And I'm like, that doesn't mean anything. You have to be adjusting all year long if you suck that bad. But he still hasn't proved. I mean, what? He's gotten a couple base hits, a couple sneaky line drives the line that have snuck in.
The bat found the ball. He didn't necessarily hit it.
I will say he looks more comfortable, but that doesn't really mean anything until the results pour in. If there are no results, how do you continue to start a guy in the most important time of the year, which is October baseball, as we all know? I don't know if I can justify it. Dave probably can, because he does.
Final topic on the list, 20-game Urie. So Julio is... good. He won his 18th game on last night, as they say. I was going to say on Wednesday, but it's last night for some of you folks that are watching live. We currently, there's probably a 2, maybe 3 horse race for the National League Cy Young Award. Really, it should be 4. Julio needs some love, and he deserves some respect on that. If Julio gets to 20 wins, does he get honest consideration for the NL Cy? Go.
Look, it's an outdated method of voting, and that's the best case scenario for Julio, is that baseball writers still get to decide to a certain extent whether or not you win an award. And those, I'm going to be real about it, a lot of those baseball writers are old as, bad word, sorry Lucas,
frick.
They're old. They think wins matter. Wins don't quite matter anymore. It's a different ballgame. Relievers end up often with a lot more wins than starters somehow these days. And it's just how it is. I mean, you also have guys that were on bad teams for a decent part of the year. Max Scherzer, he went 8-4 with the Nationals before traded or something like that. Not great numbers there. Now 6-0 with the Dodgers. Obviously, if he had played with the Dodgers all year long, what would he have? He probably would have a much better record, would he not?
Mm-hmm.
Difficult to justify that. That's science. Why it's such a different thing. You look at like all the peripheral numbers for Max Scherzer, and this is the guy I'm comparing Julio to just because it makes sense and he's on his team, like a 1.26 FIP with the Dodgers versus Julio, who's is, you know, above 3.2 or something like that. So I do think he should be top 5. Don't think he finishes Cy Young, regardless of how he finishes out the year. I don't think he finishes top 2.
All right. It's fair. He'll definitely get top five votes, and that does mean something when we look at the baseball reference. Sidebar question.
No.
Does a Dodger end up winning it?
Yeah.
Are you sure? Are you sure that there's going to be D-bags and go with Corbin Burns?
Nah, Corbin's not winning it, bro.
He's been a damn good pitcher. But
look, man, I'm just saying, I still think that either Max or Walker ends up walking away with
it.
I know the numbers don't tell you that it could be Walker, but it very well also could be Walker. Probably will be Max.
The
dude is pitching also out of his mind when it matters most.
Out of his mind.
Absolutely matters most. And if baseball writers can't recognize that, I don't know what to tell you.
You could very well see a Dodger 1-2, but it'll probably be a Dodger 1-3. Max Scherzer is going to be your National League Cy Young Award winner. Put your money on it. It was butane for about 5 months, but Max came over and started pitching for a good team and started getting them dubs. And
oh, that's what happened.
Pitcher wins. Put some respect on pitcher wins, though. They shouldn't make or break an award. However, you do need if a pitcher has a lot of wins, they're probably staying in the game, and that's pretty damn important.
What if
anyways,
no run support? I'm thinking
then
like
do better.
Kershaw for 95% of his career, had no run support, like one run per game sometimes. And then,
anyways, that has been Excuse the Interruption. It's one of our favorite games, but I got to make a graphic. It's a whole thing. Moving on, let's find a couple of the comments here. Some people are saying, "I hate Doyer saying racist." I agree. The voting system is very racist. I know that. He's a nice boy.
Good person.
Robbie Lux says that Buehler is going to be the NL Cy. If he has a solid, he has 3 more starts. Everybody has about 3 more starts.
3-ish.
He's got a chance. If he goes, a hard 3. Don't do it. Don't say it. If he goes well in those 3 starts and Max has maybe 1 you know, where he only goes like five innings and three runs or something, which is, I guess, would be really, really bad for Max. He could get the same situation where they flip, because up until Butane's, you know, stinker in San Francisco, he was pretty much the leading vote getter there. Carnivorous Lunar Activity in the stream says, happy birthday, Bulldog number 55. Yes, happy birthday to the Bulldog. Oral Hershiser, where you, oh, we got, he's on the other side of the camera. We got Oral One Kenobi up there, and Doorbell Cam can't even get it, but there's Doorbell Cam. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Love that camera. Probably got to use it more, but it's less grainy, I think. No, it's pretty bad still.
It's better.
It's better. All right. Gail is saying co-winners, Scherzer and Bueller.
They're going to cut the trophy in half.
Yeah, which way? Do you cut it down the middle, or do you cut it like...
Do you get the left side or the right side? Which one are you taking?
Which one has the pitching arm?
I think it's a... Isn't it like a hand?
Cy Young. Oh, yeah, it's just hand, it's just it? One of those guys.
Yeah, it's a hand.
It's a plaque.
I'll take the thumb side.
You're going to cut a plaque in half?
Roach, how come wants it is a plaque?
I don't know.
I feel like it should it's be like a big...
Roach wants us to give away your mullet. Update? Are we going to give the update on the mullet's
the
record?
Mullet update? Guys, come on. Look, listen. You guys are
talking welcome
so
to
much
Mullet
trash.
Talk with Brooke McThree.
You guys are talking so much trash on the mullet. Look, last year I grew the mustache and won the World Series. I'm not saying the two are connected, but...
They're connected to your face.
I am a little magic, so...
Head.
That being said, I, you know, cut the mullet with no anticipation of it having any effect on what the Dodgers do. What did they do? They went 35-13. That's like a close to 800 win percentage.
How come you weren't nominated for the
Cy Young?
No, the Roberto Clemente Award for your...
Outstanding efforts on and off of the field. Mostly off of the field.
Completely off of the field. I saw one I liked going back a little bit here. Lynn Brown, back on the Bellinger talk, says, tell Bellinger to use Pujols bat.
What is Pujols?
Pujols.
P-O-O.
Hey, we know Theo's got some magic in that lumber phrasing.
Are they using the same bat or like his bats?
Ooh, that's a good question.
That's Rick, what I really want to know. Rick. Because what if somebody breaks the bat? Is the game? Do we lose?
I need you to be a journalist. I need you to ask Dave this on Friday's pregame press conference.
I'm not doing that.
Come on, just call not yourself Ron.
Leslie says that I need to keep the mustache in the mold. Leslie's always been a fan of the mustache. He's one of my biggest supporters.
You're a fan of the damn mustache.
Yeah,
in the mold.
If I lose the mullet, I'll still keep the mustache. That's for damn sure.
I think there's one person who's not a fan of it, and their opinion matters the most.
Hell, you know. Live and learn.
Anyway. Keep it. You're much better as a dirt bag than a square.
I look older, too. Whoa.
It's funny. Hello? He just made sweet music. You do look older. You look like crap. Moving on, final topic of a more rapid fire show today, because you know we're old, we're tired, we're very tired. Hey, this is I'm pretty proud of us. We kind of got it up for this.
Because I always get it up when it matters.
Because your boys here, we've been here at the office for a while today, and it was just a lot of like we don't have an analog clock in here, but you could just hear like the tick. Oh wait. But much slower.
Can you imagine if we had one of those and it's like dead silent here?
Yeah, it was a hard day. It was a rough day. It's been a
hard day's night.
Yes, it's been a long week today. Just to say. But Dodgers are off today. They're flying to Cincinnati, and it's time to play the Reds. The Reds are a game behind. I guess a game behind the Cardinals now for that second wild card spot. And so in a way, it could be, as we've said a few times, it could be a wild card preview because there's three teams in the wild card right now. And I would honestly argue the Padres at the bottom of the three. With that, we're going to make this our Chancer segment of the week, guys. We got to remind you. It's a new game on the Chancer app. It's a game that we partner with the boys over at Chancer, and we're giving away a big-ass Dodgers clock. It's like neon, and for some reason it costs like $400. I don't know why a clock costs that much, but it's a pretty cool clock. So the question that's on the app, we're not going to do any giveaways here. We're not doing anything on the show, but we want to talk about what's on the app because there is a question. So this gives you guys time to cheat before playing the game if you haven't played it yet. But if you want to play it, download the app, or you can just play, I think, straight on a browser. I'm pretty sure that's still an option if you don't want to do the whole thing. But
I did that, yeah.
For the month of September and into the first week of October, we are combining four of the top five scores, and whoever has the most points, I believe it is, wins the big-ass clock. You know, you're ahead of me by a fraction.
I'm so good at everything I do. I even missed a week.
How's your fantasy team going? How's your shoulder going?
Yeah. You know, Chancer.
Roach. Roach is a hair ahead of us, and that's just rude. And whatever. But...
he watches us too much, that's why.
Well, I get it. But the question I have on the app, and we're not giving away the answer either, it's just the question, is the Dodgers this year are trying to become the first National League team to win back-to-back World Series titles since the Reds. So, when did the Reds do that? You're going to want to answer on that Chancer game. And get your answers in before first pitch on Friday to be eligible to play the game. That's the way it works.
Ari Swerdlow over on YouTube says, Blue Heaven, better than doing homework.
I agree.
Way to go, Ari Swerdlow.
I don't believe in homework. This is office work.
What?
You remember back when you were a kid, how much you hated doing homework?
Life. Oh, yeah.
And then when you're a grown-up, air quote, like you strongly prefer to work from home?
Homework. They had to make it two words. That was my biggest trouble. Yeah.
Thanks.
Trouble.
Thanks.
That's not a word.
Cardinals, the Cardinals' friend, the Reds, are 76-71, so a game behind in that National League wild card matchup. We got some pretty decent matchups in the series here. Dave Roberts talked about not changing anything around in the series to make it where, you know, they wouldn't face potential wild card opponents and all that. No, just kept the five-man rotation, just kept it the same damn thing. Walker Buehler goes game one Friday night against Luis Castillo, who had a really, really bad first half and has had a pretty decent second half, I think.
Much better. Looked up numbers. Strikeout rates are higher. His walk rate's lower. He seems to be tunneling his fastball a little better. The vertical movement on it's a lot better. The vertical break on his, like, all of his off-speed stuff's better. I don't know what happened. I don't know. This guy went to, like,
sticky stuff.
Kauai on his all-star break. I don't know. He got some good relaxation and, you know, went to the massage place up the street.
Up the street, you say?
There's one right there.
And that's the end of it. Oh, what are we talking about? What kind of relaxation are we talking about here? Huh. We'll take your answers off air. Game two, Max Scherzer, I hear he's pretty good. Goes up against Sonny Gray. He's been off and on good in his career. Final game, and isn't this just fun to say? Clayton Edward Kershaw pitches on Sunday against Wade Miley, who is a 6-win player in 2021. What the hell happened to Wade Miley?
2021 is a sham. I don't know what's going to happen this year, but whoever wins doesn't count. Unless it's us, then it counts. That's my rules.
Yeah.
Miley's like the freaking B-War leader of like all starting pitchers right now. I don't know what to do with that. I think maybe funky. Zach Wheeler's higher than him, but whatever. It's a weird year.
Very weird
Wade
year.
Wade Miley.
So of this three-game series, they play three games. Isn't that weird? What are your predictions for this series?
Oh, man.
Reds are pretty solid, man.
There's a lot of pressure, number one, because I've guessed two consecutive series correctly with sweeps. Two of them, right? The last two, both sweeps. Called them both. Regardless.
Man, you really...
three straight sweeps.
Thought outside the bun there, bud.
Three straight sweeps. Dodgers take down this series 3-0. Brook it. Or...
What is this guy?
Don't do that.
Who is... What is it? Oh, it's Tyler Molly. Okay. That's an interesting-looking character.
The Reds have a bunch of guys who look like the same person.
They have a very, very, very resurgent Joey Votto, who... I hate that we got to hate him a little bit for this series, because I love Joey Votto.
I like him. Joey's
just
a good guy.
One of the best people in baseball, because he's the right kind of dick. Like, he's a loving, caring...
Okay.
Yeah. Nice man. Nick Castellanos is going to hit a high drive to left field. We also get to see the two batting title contenders between Trey Turner and Nick Castellanos in the series, so that's going to be fun. You get to see two very, very different approaches, whacking balls around the field.
Whacking balls.
And other than that, that's just a bunch of Jags. Kyle Farmer. We get to see Kyle Farmer, friend of the show, our old friend of the Doyers, who for some reason is playing shortstop and doing it kind of well. It's very peculiar.
Kyle Farmer. I like that guy.
Yeah, he's a nice kid.
Yeah, he's a good
Haas?
Good old country boy.
Yeah. Haas Farmer.
He kind of looks like he's made out of bricks, but Who amongst us isn't?
Hey, do you think Nick Castellanos goes hits a deep drive?
Deep drive to left field.
Yeah. Do you think he does this weekend?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
No. Yeah. No. Yeah.
I do. Yeah.
The Dodgers are doing well. They appear to be clicking on some cylinders, not all, because Cody Bellinger continues starting in center field. So there's a little bit of a misfire on this engine, but I do think they play well. I'm not going to go with the bold sweep. I will say they take 2 of 3 because that just seems to be working. Because I keep being wrong.
Because you keep being wrong.
And when I'm wrong, I'm right, because it's like, to me, that's just paying to win or something.
2 of 3 also wouldn't be bad against a decent Reds team, by the way.
I mean, they're 76 and 71.
Yeah, but they've been resurgent.
It's funny.
They're players in general.
It's funny how much worse the second tier teams are this year.
Weird year, man. It's a weird year. Really weird year. But before we go, I got to shout out George T, because George T hit me up on Twitter. He wanted me to shout out him and his dad, because he stays up. His dad, Mike, stays up with him, watches the Dodger games. Pretty cool.
That's pretty cool. Well, yeah. Stays up. Where are they at, though? Where do they live?
I'm assuming probably East Coast. I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe just, you know, I get real sleepy on the West Coast, so I can only imagine. George is an East Coast Dodger fan. Yeah.
There you go.
That's
accurate. Right on. Thank
you. That's tough. I don't know if you guys are East Coast. I don't know if you guys are East Coast Dodger fans, but my condolences. That's tough. That is a real difficult life, especially 16-inning Padres games when it ends at, what was that?
At
12:30 at night, 1:30 at night.
And shout out to Gail, too, because Gail's Canada. She's a +4 Canada.
Gail's in Canada, which means that time is tripled up there because the exchange rate for Canada dollars to U.S., I don't know.
Our final bit of the show is a thing that we've been doing for some reason. It's just giving you our pointless softball team update. The Netflix and Chill update. We went 1-1 at a doubleheader yesterday. Both Brooke and I are hurting.
Oh, boy, are we hurting.
How far can you get your shoulder now after that much beer?
I can't lift it up past that, but
that's impressive.
look, it's like bending as I lift it up more.
So Mrs. Brooks says he should go to the hospital, but we're going to help him out right here, gang. Don't do it. Well, not hospital, to a doctor. You don't go, hey, get out of the way, dying people. I can't get my arm best here.
I don't believe in doctors. It took him 7 years to graduate college. It's weak.
Right. Do better. How long did it take Doogie Howser?
I graduated in 5.
How long did it take Doogie Howser? I'm just telling you, it takes him way quicker. You got to be better, doc. You don't do it. Just do some stretchies. Do you have any Norco? Have you ever been to Norco?
I've been to Norco.
All right, yeah. Same difference. So, do some stretchies. Do a couple of assisted these, and then you're good to go. Oh, we're not talking about the elbow either.
Oh,
yeah, he is. Moose is right. You really should be hitting the injured list, but playoffs are coming up.
Playoffs.
So, I'm finally learning to somewhat hit again. I took advantage of a bad shortstop yesterday, and
no, I was not playing shortstop for the other team.
and we also tried to kill. We tried and failed to killing a third baseman who got chatty at Brooke, because Brooke is so cool. He didn't know how many outs there were, and then he backed that ass up into some random dude.
He liked it. He told me.
Yeah.
I have a good butt, dude.
What you got to do with that big fat butt? Swiggle, swiggle, swiggle. I guess that's about it, guys. If you want to know any more,
don't
go
ask.
To the website. We're the internet at DodgersNation.com. We do a bunch of Dodgery things there. And, get a Nation shirt at GearUp.LA. It supports us.
Are you rubbing it against the...
It was incidental. Subscribe to Blue Heaven. We're on iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, Pandora, Player FM, everywhere your podcasts are available for free. We live there for free. Subscribe to us on YouTube, youtube.com/DodgersNationTV. You'll be glad you did. Doug will be glad you did. Download our app, Dodgers Nation Fan App. It is on the iOS. It is on the Android. And it should be number one in your hearts.
I'm number one in my heart, and that's all that matters. Guys, I'm at BrookMe3. This guy over here is at RealFRG. We're on Twitter and Instagram. We'll be here back Monday. We'll be back on Monday.
Monday
is when we do the Monday show, and when we do Monday is the only day of the week that we're Mondaying next week. Guys, we're at Dodger Nation on Twitter, at Dodger Nation on Instagram. We appreciate you guys for hanging out with us. Go Birds? I don't know.
Go Birds!
I'll see you guys on Monday.
Okay, bye!
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.